This is the Vivaling English
Podcast.
Vivaling is an online language academy
dedicated to providing quality one-to-one language coaching for kids, teens, and adults.
Welcome to the Vivaling English Podcast. The Environment. Part 2. The Vivaling English Podcast is created to give you the opportunity to improve your listening skills. The last podcast was about the environment, and so is this one. But don't worry, it's not a mistake. The difference is that this podcast is aimed at A2 level students and above. Listen to both and tell us what you think. Which do you find easier to understand? We welcome your feedback.
Climate change, climate change, climate change. We are all talking about climate change. I wish it was a topic that would go away, but it's getting louder and louder and louder because we hear it everywhere and it's affecting each one of us on a daily basis. We also hear about global warming. But is global warming and climate change the same? Well, that is our trivia question in today's podcast. Is global warming and climate change the same? Listen throughout this podcast to hear the answer. International organizations and governments, as well as individuals, are taking part in this global debate. Scientists have dedicated decades to understand what causes global warming and climate change. What is global warming? Well, according to climate.gov, global warming means the Earth's rising surface temperature. What is climate change? Climate change includes global warming and the side effects of warming, like melting glaciers, heavier rainstorms, and frequent droughts.
Sorry, I don't understand. What are droughts? When it doesn't rain for a long period of time. Thank you. Now I understand.
We know global warming and climate change is real when we look around. The main thing we see it in is the weather. From summer to winter, the temperatures are getting warmer and warmer. Instead of snow in the wintertime, we're seeing more rain. And in the summertime, we are seeing more droughts. The hot places get hotter and the cold places get colder. When we hear about storms, floods, and droughts, we know global warming is real. Not to mention the number of hurricanes, tornadoes, and even cyclones. But what are the risks of global warming and climate change? Well, when the weather is affected, sea levels in the ocean start to rise. But why? It's because ice caps and mountain glaciers start to melt because of the heat. Think about the highly populated areas that overlook beautiful oceans. And have many people who live there who are affected by the rising sea levels. Do you know that global warming can affect food shortages around the world? If it's too hot, the crops from the farms can burn. If it's too cold, they can freeze. If it rains too much, it can affect the plant growth. So many people can suffer from hunger and thirst because of global warming. But people are not the only ones that are at risk. What about our animals? Think about polar bears, seals, and penguins.
I understand polar bears and
penguins. But what are seals? Ah, they don't have legs. They're quite fat. They're good at swimming. And in the circus, they can balance a bull on their nose.
They will all have to find a new home if all the ice melts. It's so sad to think about all the animals and plants that could die and some that could go extinct because of global warming. So we know all the effects of global warming, but how did we get here? What causes global warming and climate change? Humans. Yep, I said it, humans. You and I are the cause of global warming and climate change. Every time a tree is cut down, it causes global warming. Every time you start your car and drive it, global warming. Every time we use public transportation, electricity, global warming. And you may not think about it because we live our lives every day doing these activities. But global warming is not too big to fight. What can you do to combat global warming? Some ideas have been that when we buy appliances like washing machines, dryers, refrigerators, we can find ones that use less energy. If we need to get to a location, we can do so by public transportation or carpooling, and make sure that we do our part in recycling. Take a moment and think about it. What is it that you can do to help fix global warming? Have you thought about it? Now move into action and do your part to save the planet. Are you ready for that trivia question? Is climate change and global warming the same? According to climate.gov, global warming means the Earth's rising surface temperature, and climate change includes global warming and the side effects of warming like melting glaciers, heavy rainstorms, or more frequent droughts. Now it's time for our review questions. How do we know global warming and climate change is real? The answer is the drastic change in weather. When the weather is affected, what rises? The sea level rises in the ocean. What is at risk because of global warming? Humans and animals. Is global warming too big to fight? Not at all. Do your part now. That's the conclusion of our review questions. So it is time to move into action now before it's too late to fix global warming. Let's save the planet for the next generation.
Thank you for listening to the Viva Ling English podcast. For further information, visit our website, www.vivaling.com, or connect on Facebook or Instagram. And remember to subscribe to this podcast.